an article over at the Washington Times. Biden blasted for weaponizing corporations in woke capitalism retirement ploy. Joe Biden. This is by Jeff Murdoch over at the Washington Times. The Biden administration has quietly finalized a rule allowing employers to funnel workers' 401k funds into investments that support woke causes that address issues such as climate change and diversity. The Labor Department recently approved the rule affecting roughly 150 million workers and $10 trillion in assets covered under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. The rule says asset managers and retirement plan administrators should consider environmental, social, and corporate governance, ESG, factors when selecting investments. Now, let's just stop right there. In reality, the answer to this, they're not asking this question, they're making a statement, but it's false. The answer is no, you should not be investing in these firms. If you're talking about your retirement, your wealth, then I'm not trying to sound like a jerk here, but who cares about whether a company is environmentally friendly? You can support them. I'm a big fan of activism with the dollar. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of, like I mentioned earlier, boycott Netflix. Cancel Netflix altogether. Don't just boycott them. Just get rid of them. Okay? It's not just because it'll save you some money. It's also because they're a woke company. They're promoting pure evil with much of their programming, and you don't need to support them by giving them your dollars. So I'm a big fan. I'm not suggesting that we don't, you know, use our power as consumers to fight for the causes that we believe in. I'm not saying that at all. But I will say that you should not take your wealth or your retirement, okay? This is the money that's going to determine how you're living. If we are still a nation here in a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, if we're still around, how your retirement, your life will be affected by how well your retirement was invested. And unfortunately, the Biden-Harris regime is trying to say, well, don't go with the company that's going to take care of you the best. Go with the funds that are going to take care of the environment the best, that are going to be the wokest, that are going to be the most socially justice, equity focused, that are going to be donating to advance LGBTQIA plus supremacy. That's where you should put your retirement, even though, as we just noted in the story before, doing so is financially irresponsible. Doing so makes no sense. Conservative causes, conservative funds happen to be doing much better than these ESG woke funds. So why is the Biden regime, why is everybody, not just the Biden regime, financial institutions, okay, your financial advisors, they're all getting incentivized. Like it's no secret. I'm not a fan of financial advisors, most of them. I like some of them. I have friends that are financial advisors. I'm not a financial advisor, so that's why I don't give advice. But one of the things that bugs me to death is that they will move your funds where they get the most incentive, not based upon where they think that you can get the most returns. Okay, one of the reasons why they don't move people to gold and silver is because they don't make any money off of it. Why would they tell you to move your money to something that they're going to lose money as a result of? They're not going to make as much money as they would in many ways, they don't make any money at all versus if they have you go put your money elsewhere. I am transparent. If you go to jdrucker.com/gold, if you sign up for a self-directed IRA, which I strongly recommend from any one of the three companies that I recommend there, these are America First companies. If you do so, I get paid. Okay. My family gets supported as a result. But here's the thing. Because I have been so against precious metals for so long, they were hitting me up in my early days of the show. People were saying, oh, you know, you should have a gold sponsor. I'm like, I don't want one. I don't need him. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in this, you know, stick with the stock market. Trump's going to do fine. Get out, you know, stop hitting me with this stuff. Once Biden won, once I started realizing the economy was heading in the wrong direction, that's when I'm like, uh-oh, I better go find me some gold and silver sponsors. Unfortunately, the vast majority of them out there, the vast majority of gold and silver sponsors, their executives, their owners, they're donating to Democrats, or they are working with companies that are proxies of the Chinese Communist Party, or they're working with companies that are favorable to the World Economic Forum and the Council for Inclusive Capitalism. Democrats, CCP, WEF. Those are the three. I will not work with companies that do one of those three. And unfortunately, there's a couple of companies that do all three of those. These are big companies. And here's the thing, folks. These companies, many of them, are recommended by quote-unquote conservatives. Okay, I did not pick out the most lucrative sponsors. I picked out the America First sponsors. I'm not going to say who, but there's one gold company that they made me an offer that if I even had a little bit less of a conscience, I would have taken the offer. Okay, but they didn't pass the smell test. They're donating to Democrats, so I'm not going to work with them, even though they would have paid me literally like in one case, depending on the products they sell, I could have made as much as five times as much money. If somebody were to go out and spend, transfer $100,000 worth of wealth, I get a little bit of money out of that. I would have made a lot of money off of that same transaction if I went with this other company, but they're donating to Democrats. I won't touch them. The companies that I work with, the companies that I recommend, are at jdrucker.com/gold. And as we can see, the Biden-Harris regime is pushing for you to go with wokeness instead of America, instead of your own best interests. Back to the article. That would encourage money managers to balance financial returns with investments that support wind and solar energy or have diverse boards of directors. The rules also remove a restriction blocking employers from using an ESG fund as a default option for workers automatically enrolled in 401k plans. That means workers could be supporting causes that don't align with their political views. And I should say, that means that workers are supporting causes. It's not could, they are. They don't know it, and many of you don't realize it. It also rescinds Trump-era regulations that require retirement plan administrators and asset managers to choose investments based solely on participants' financial interests. Let me repeat that again. If you weren't paying attention to anything, pay attention to this. Biden, what they're pushing now, these rule changes say it also rescinds Trump-era regulations that require retirement plan administrators and asset managers to choose investments based solely on participants' financial interests. In other words, these financial advisors are being incentivized. They will make more money if they take your money and put it into woke funds, woke retirement accounts, woke whatever, they will make more money. They're incentivized to do that, even if you will make less as a result, even if your returns will be lowered as a result. This is why. I don't care if you can be 25 years old. If you've got an old 401k, you can be 55 years old, 35, 85. I don't care. If you have wealth or retirement accounts, new current retirement accounts, old retirement accounts, I don't care. Go to jdrucker.com/gold and move to a self-directed IRA as soon as possible. I don't care which company you pick. Okay, I love them all. Pick one of them. Pick all three of them. I don't care. But go to jdrucker.com/gold and get the process going immediately before things really start to collapse here in 2023. So I'll leave all these notes in the show notes. You can find that at my new site, discern.report. Check it out. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you all stay strong, stay safe, and God bless. With the economy the way it is, rates rising, inflation through the roof, recession, pretty much a near certainty, a lot of people have been considering moving their retirement and or their wealth to precious metals. I would tell you that, one of the things you don't want to do is procrastinate. You don't want to wait and try to time out the markets perfectly to save yourself an extra, whatever. It's best to just do it now. Okay. So I've found three America First companies. These are companies that do believe in the America First way of life. They don't donate to Democrats, and you'd be shocked at how many precious metals companies, the executives at these companies, actually donate to Democrats. These three companies that I've selected also are not beholden in any way to the Chinese Communist Party. And you'd be shocked how many of these precious metals companies, even ones that are recommended by conservative show hosts and websites, how many of them work with proxies of the Chinese Communist Party. And at least in two of the 27 cases that I examined, two of them were directly with the Chinese Communist Party. Why would you want to buy your precious metals from them? Go to jdrucker.com/gold. That's jdrucker.com/gold. And find some companies that actually don't hate us.